Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
I understand that it was probably annoying, but I couldn't help it.
Okay.
Antoine, I couldn't help myself.
I'm listening.
It's not my fault.
Oh, I'm already on the other side.
Oh, come on.
You're defending yourself. You haven't even told me what happened.
No, I think you will be on my side because it was only mildly annoying and maybe slightly charming. But good morning, everybody. It is your K92 morning thing. Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell. Monica's out today.
Oh.
She'll be back tomorrow. What this is. I've killed her off. That's
what
confession.
It is?
Yeah. No, she'll be back tomorrow. So Friday night,
yep.
I went out to dinner in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I had quite possibly the best meal I think I've ever had.
Wow, and you're a food snob.
I am a food snob.
Food elitist, if you want to make it positive.
I appreciate good things. I like quality ingredients. I like fancy food that tastes delicious, and I have very high standards, too, but... Oh my God, this meal was so good. Problem was, I know I was probably annoying, mostly to my wife.
How so?
I wouldn't stop making noise.
You're not one of those, are you?
Not usually.
To where like you can audibly hear how much you're enjoying the food?
Again, not usually.
Oh.
But this was a very delicious meal. So just I kept eating and I'm thinking, this is good. God, this is a good meal. And I kept saying, like, oh, this is good. She said, I know, I heard you. I said, I know, but I can't stop. I can't stop doing it.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. That was worth it.
That's rough on two levels.
How so?
One, because a part of me, if I heard you do that, I'm like, is he being sincere? Is he really enjoying this? And then the second part would be, how come I'm not enjoying my food as much as he's enjoying his?
Aha.
And then I'd get jealous. I'm like, hater.
So everybody else seemed to be enjoying their meals, though they weren't making as many noises as I was. But man, it was just good. And it was all food nerd things that, Antoine, you've probably never even eaten in your entire life.
I never even heard of.
Have you heard of steak tartare?
Yes, okay. I have heard of that.
I had some of that, but man, it was good. Which is, if you don't know, it's raw steak. But boy, when it is good, it's good.
It's good.
And I had rabbit.
Ooh, I've had rabbit before.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you like it? Because
yeah.
Now, Antoine's somebody who you're not picky as much as you are just inexperienced.
Yeah,
when it
I'm
comes
not adventurous.
Correct.
Yeah, I'd rather just go with what I know.
Okay.
And when I had rabbit, it was one of those where it was either eat the rabbit or starve.
Okay.
Because I was at my godmother's house and her husband, he's a country boy. So okay. He was cooking rabbit.
Gotcha.
So it was either eat rabbit or
eat your sleeve. That was it. So you ate it. And
yeah, it was good. I mean, it wasn't anything special, but it was good.
Okay. But in this case,
it was special.
Well, I don't know. It was so good, though. I can't believe the person said no.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Cameron, as brought to you by Antoine.
Yes. Cameron Newton.
Okay.
Yeah. Quarterback of the Carolina Panthers.
Right. He's the quarterback. He's known for his goofy hats.
Yes, goofy outfits.
Lots of goofy outfits.
He's stylish.
See, that's one of those ones. Cam Newton, quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, when he does his press conferences, he has goofy outfits.
Yes.
But because he's rich and famous, he's referred to as stylish.
He's stylish,
They're
yeah.
goofy outfits.
He looks like he's going to the Kentucky Derby every single day.
Right.
That's his outfit.
If I wear the exact same outfit
as
him,
no.
goofy outfit.
Oh, no.
If he wears it... Stylish.
Yes, but so he was in Paris.
Okay.
And I'm assuming it's a last minute flight. And so he gets on the flight and he gets to his seat and there's not a lot of leg room.
Okay. So he's not flying first class then, I guess.
And he's not even flying first class.
Wow.
And so he
times
goes.
Times are tough for Cameron Newton.
Cam looks around and he sees somebody with a lot of leg room.
Okay.
He goes over and he offers this gentleman $1,500 in cash to switch seats.
Cash.
Like out of his man purse.
Which is
I'm
amazing.
Sure he has one.
Oh yeah. Stylish for
yes.
him.
Yes. And the passenger looked at him and said no. And Cam's face, he was just so stunned. And he asked him again. Yes, there's video from another passenger three rows back recording on their phone. And Cam asked him again. He goes, "No, I need my leg room. I want to stretch my legs out." And you just see Cam drop his head and go back to his little closeted space.
Wow. $1,500.
Yes.
Now, this is it was like a 10-hour
flight. It was a 10-hour flight.
So it's a very long flight to be cramped in.
Yes.
But $1,500.
I could be cramped in for $1,500.
I was thinking I'd give up one of my children for $1,500. Man.
Yes.
That's a lot of money. So, but that was, there was no second offer? Maybe he thought there was going to be a second offer.
Well, and that's my thought. If you're willing to pay $1,500, you're willing to pay $2,500.
Sure.
You're willing to pay $3,000. You're willing to double whatever your initial offer is.
I mean, what's Cam Newton make a year? $20 million? Something like that?
Yeah, he's worth over $100 million.
Sure. Plus endorsements, whatever. So if you want to look at it that way, $1,500 in his financial scheme is like one of us saying, hey, I'll give you $3 if I can have
exactly.
your seat. So it, maybe if you look at it that way, even though $1,500 is a lot of money, you say, look, you're just going to offer me $3? You think my legs are only worth $3? You give me more money than that, and then I'll move.
And that's probably true, because when you think about it, you're like, wait a minute, I feel a little disrespected. How much money you probably have in your satchel?
Right.
I only get $1,500 of it?
How great would it be if the guy, instead of saying no, said how much more you got?
That would have been great.
What else is it? What is it? What else is in that little man purse that you have right there, Mr. Newton?
Keep digging. Keep digging.
Patriots fan, what do you got? Bring it on. Come on. $1,500. Would you say no? I guess that would be the question. You can always text in 52353. Or are you just curling up in the overhead compartment for $1,500?
$1,500. I'll take a nap.
Yeah. I'd take it.
It is 10 hours, so that's a long time.
Here's the question. Let's say you're on that plane with your lady.
Ooh.
And you want to take that money.
Ain't enough money in the world.
So you're going to stay there.
There is no smart man in this world that's going to let his woman sit beside Cam Newton for 10 hours.
That is true.
10 hours beside Cam Newton.
So what if you send her to the seat and then you sit next to
Cam?
Okay,
that works. Okay. Babe, this is for us.
Yep. You're single now, but that's fine. If you were offered $1,500 to move by Cam Newton.
By Cam Newton. I mean, that's a story in itself.
The money is a good story, too.
Yes.
And I said, though, you know, to Cam Newton, $1,500 is like $3. And Ben in Lynchburg texts in that he would probably change seats for $3. Just so, you know, 52353. This person says, my fiance would make me sit beside him free so I could get an autograph and selfies. And somebody else points out, because was it a first-class seat? Do you know? I mean, you're the one that saw the video. I haven't seen it.
No, it does not look like a first-class seat
at all.
Okay,
maybe it's just an exit row?
Yeah. So the seat that he was asking for was like that first row that is typically separating first class.
Gotcha.
From maybe this was business class. Maybe it was a little nicer.
Why was Cam Newton not flying first class?
It definitely wasn't first class because it was 3 to a row. Like, it wasn't like your own like space.
Right.
So it definitely wasn't first class for a 10-hour flight.
Are times tough?
I don't know. Maybe it was a late-night flight. Maybe he left his cell phone charger in Amsterdam.
Maybe.
And he had to fly back.
Did he invest in MySpace or something? I mean, we should explore this. Maybe he's hurting. Was that his last $1,500? Why did he not have the first-class ticket? But yeah, this person, because a first-class seat could be $3,000 more, $5,000 more. I'm just surprised there wasn't a second offer. Maybe that's what they thought.
Maybe he was waiting. Maybe he was starting low.
And was the guy American or French?
See, we didn't get to see the guy. We only see the back of his head. So all you see is Cam's.
And he just shook his head no?
Yes.
Did he shake it like a French person?
I don't think he did.
I'm not going to watch this.
But Cam's face is so dejected.
Okay.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Hang in the house. Do you have a family bucket list? So stuff you want to do before your kids grow up. Now, Antonio, you don't have kids.
Nope.
But I guess you would have a family bucket list if you had children.
I guess. I'm trying to think if my mother had one, if I feel like she had one. I don't think she did.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's see if your family made good on the 10 bucket list items. Did you grow up in a good family that did the bucket
list?
All
right. I'm going to say we did maybe 4 of these things, but go ahead.
Okay. Did you ever take a road trip?
Yes.
Okay.
To Maryland.
Okay.
Does that count? It's a four and a half hour drive from where we lived.
Okay. I mean, I feel like that counts as a road trip. Where'd you go?
Well, my mother was in Air Force Reserves. Uh-huh. So we went for her reserve weekend in Maryland. But we still went as a family.
I'll give you a half on that one. One half. Okay. Did they teach you how to ride a bike?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. See? There's one.
All right.
I got to teach my son. I realize I'm a bad dad. He's 7 this year. Still got the training wheel thing going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do it this summer.
The kids, they don't ride their bikes as much anymore.
They really don't.
And so it's hard to get them to get, you got to, anyway. Did you go camping?
No, okay, not so. Family.
Okay. Did they teach you how to cook or bake? Clearly not, because you don't know how now. So no. Did you ever go to an amusement park or water park?
Yes.
All right. National parks of any kind?
No.
No national parks. No outdoors. Disney World?
Yes.
All right. See, that's a big one, though.
There we go.
Did you go to the zoo?
No.
No zoo?
No. I think I only went to the zoo like on field trips in school.
Your parents never took you to the zoo?
Never took me to the zoo.
Does your mother hate animals or something?
There is some truth to that. She is not an animal person.
Okay.
That's why I never had a pet growing up.
Interesting.
She's not an animal person.
So no animals of any kind. No zoo. No. Poor Antoine had to sit outside and make friends with the squirrels. Yeah. That was the closest thing he had.
Like Snow White.
There's two left on this list. Travel overseas.
Yes, we took a cruise to the Bahamas. Does that count? I had to use a passport.
I'll give you another half on that one. And teach them how to play baseball.
No. I mean, I played baseball, but she didn't teach me.
Okay, so I have given you 1, 2, 3, 4. Four out of
four?
Not bad, I guess. I don't know.
40% happy family.
Do you feel like, do you feel like you missed out on things?
None of the things that's on that list, no.
All right, so you're good. You feel fulfilled.
Oh, yeah, I feel content. The things like going to the zoo,
I feel like if I asked your girlfriend, teach him how to cook and bake, would have been nice. She would have enjoyed having that one on there just for convenience purposes.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
That's crazy. We'll get to the business that's coming back. Went out of business, already okay. Coming back. Marcy in Covington is right. Angela in Hardy is also right on her guess of the business. Number three, trending the Jeopardy guy. James Holzhauer is making his debut at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas.
Ooh, I didn't know this.
Yeah. They're obviously, since he's hot right now, they're sponsoring him. So he'll go and play poker because he's somebody. His background is gambling.
Yes.
Sports betting, all that sorts of stuff. You're a Jeopardy fan.
I love Jeopardy.
So you watch Jeopardy like every day.
If I'm home, it's on TV.
Okay.
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
And Antoine, his confession is his favorite is Teen Jeopardy.
Which was last week.
Because it makes him feel smart.
There was a whole category last week dedicated to The Rock.
Okay.
I did great on that one.
Oh, I bet. You're like, I know these. Man, I used to love VH1 did that. What was it? Pop Culture Jeopardy, Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Why did they not bring that back?
That was a good one.
I was really
good. Out of all these game shows, that's one that should come back.
So, he's going to be playing poker. And also, I've heard the rumor is that there's going to be some sort of head-to-head showdown of him and Ken Jennings, other Jeopardy guy.
In poker or?
No, just in Jeopardy, like trivia or something. And I don't know if they'll include Brad, the other guy who's earned a ton of money?
Yes.
Jeopardy guy number three?
Yeah, not on their level.
So I could see the three of them doing some sort of champions battle, the greatest three Jeopardy contestants of all time.
It could be them all week.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, though, see the three of them. So that they say that's inevitable.
Number two
trending. How come nobody likes the Take Five? You know the Take Five?
I don't even know what the Take Five is.
The Take Five candy bar. Nobody likes the Take Five.
Why is that a thing? What?
It's the best candy bar.
I disagree.
I think it's the best candy bar. Nobody buys it.
I've never seen an adult or child eat a Take Five.
But the Take Five, it's the one, it's got chocolate, caramel, peanuts, pretzels, and Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, that's too much.
No, it isn't.
That's too much going on.
Shut up, Antoine. You don't know. Have you ever eaten a Take Five?
I have not.
Then shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. It is the best candy bar, but it felt like it had kind of gone away. Well, I was right. It had gone away because they're rebranding it. They're bringing it back. They're calling it the Reese's Take Five because they want you to know that it's Reese's peanut butter that's inside, even though it already had Reese's peanut butter inside before. I think the Take Five's the best candy bar.
I'm looking at pictures of it now. It looks like one of those like healthy chocolate bars. Is what it looks like.
Okay.
Now by the ingredients, it's not. But just looking at it,
maybe that's the problem.
It doesn't look fun.
All right, we need to send it back. We need it to look fun.
Yes.
What does it need to be shaped like to look fun?
Take Five, redo it.
Okay.
There
do
we
it
go.
Again. All right, fine. I like the Take Five.
Number one.
It wasn't even gone for very long, but it is coming back.
I don't want to grow up. Toys R Us
that I can play with. Toys R Us is coming back. Yes?
I'm not excited about it. Are they coming back different? Is there something different about them?
Yeah, they went out of business and we missed
them. I know,
them.
But now you got to rebrand. Toys R Everybody or something.
They're bringing, it's going to be just 6 locations is what they're shooting for by the end of the year. So it'd be more of a destination type thing. I guess you want to look at it that way. Where it's being rebranded as not in every city, and you have to kind of, no?
And I don't think it's going to work because there's so many, like, specialized stores. Like, you could take your kids to a Lego store. You could take your kids to a Disney store.
Yeah, but see, this one had all of this stuff. And as somebody who has a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, I thought there was something great about being able to go to the toy store.
Oh, as a kid, I agree.
Because they loved it, and they wanted, I mean, I hated it as a parent because it takes forever because no one can decide because it's sensory overload.
Yes.
But it's just, there's something magical about that. Or when grandpa comes into town and grandpa says, I'm going to take you to Toys R Us and you can get one thing and get anything you want.
That is special.
You don't do that now. And it's, I'll take you to the four aisles at the other store and you can look around. Yeah, there's toys there, but it's not Toys R Us.
I will say, I think with there being limited locations, mm-hmm. it will do better because, like, if let's say a location's in Chicago, you're in a family in Chicago, like, hey, let me show you the Toys R Us.
Right.
And they'll go nuts.
You're no fun. You don't like to take five and you don't want Toys R Us to come back. You're not American.
Strong mom shout out. Strong mom shout out.
Honor the strong mamas in your life, and we shout them out on Monday.
Yes.
So what you do is you go to K92Radio.com. Let us know about mama. Could be your mom, sister, aunt, cousin, coworker, whatever it is. And then we'll shout four people out on Monday morning. And everybody gets a little something from Embellish Hair Studios. And
yes.
We have our grand prize winner. They get a $100 gift card to Embellish. Also, chocolates from Chocolate Paper.
Ooh, so delicious.
Yep. So let's go ahead and shout them out. Antoine!
All right. I want to shout out Susan Palmer in Lynchburg from her daughter, Melissa.
All right, Susan.
Melissa says, my mother is the strongest woman I know. She raised three successful women while working full-time and taking care of my father, who's had a bevy of health issues our entire lives.
Okay.
Susan's own mom was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And even through that, Susan was still there for her mother and her family. When Susan's parents both passed this past year, even in her grief, she never wavered in her pursuit of making the time they had left as comfortable and as secure as possible. Melissa says, my mom is a guidepost in our lives, and we are so blessed that she is our mom.
There you go. And Antoine learned the new word guidepost.
Guidepost,
well.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a real word.
Let's shout out Denise Myers in Vinton. What up, Denise?
Denise!
All right. This is from her friend Laura. And Laura says, this lady right here is my best friend. I did my finger because I feel like you got to be like, this lady right here, this one.
Yes.
So Denise is a single mom who also lives with and takes care of her disabled mother. So she's pulling double duty on that one. And Laura says she always cares more for everyone else than she does herself. She's always tired and yet never complains. She's one of the strongest women I know. That's Denise. That's this lady right here.
Right here.
Yeah, right here.
Right here, Denise.
One. Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to shout out Jennifer May in Covington from her daughter, Gabriella.
Jennifer.
Gabriella says, my mom does a lot for us, and sometimes we really don't appreciate her. After my dad died, she was still strong, even on the rough days. She has always been there for us, and we love her very, very much.
There we go. You like that when, you know, you realize the kids actually appreciate the stuff and also recognize that they don't always appreciate everything.
I should have been happier about that.
So shout out Gabriella as well. Here we go. This is our grand prize winner. Again, every mom gets a little something, but this mama gets a $100 gift certificate to Embellish Hair Studios, the only salon offering the American Wave service and the Saison smoothing treatment.
Ooh.
Which you can see from her mama makeover if you go to the K92 Morning Thing Facebook page, embellishhairstudioroa.com, and chocolates from Chocolate Paper for Gina Thompson in Radford.
Gina.
What up, Gina? So this is from her friend Jessica. And Jessica says, I met Gina when I needed a friend the most. And it turns out she needed a friend just as much. So here's the deal. Gina used to be a pre-K teacher, but she battles fibromyalgia. So she now stays home, but helps other moms in Radford in need of childcare while they work. And Jessica adds that she is, quote, an amazing caretaker to all of the children she watches, including mine. She is constantly taking care of others and going out of her way to make sure everyone's needs are met. Yet, it's rare that anyone is there to help her or take care of her when it's needed. Most days, it's so painful for her to even get out of bed due to her fibromyalgia. Yet, she manages to make it work and chase toddlers around the house all day while also raising her own two teenage sons.
Woo.
She is constantly struggling to make ends meet, yet she stays optimistic and always makes sure that everybody else is happy and taken care of. So, Jessica ends with, although Gina is only 6 years older than myself, she is like a mother to me. She helps me with my own kids and my own life in ways that only a mother could. And most of all, she is one of my best friends who is always there for me. So shout out to you, Gina.
She deserves to be pampered.
That's right. Our grand prize winner for that Embellish Hair Studios $100 gift card. Nominate a strong mom in your life. K92radio.com. We do it again next week. We have to recap the weekend. Crazy things go down.
A lot of crazy things happen, obviously.
Yep. So you get people to text in to 52353. We set up phone calls as well to see what went down. $50 Kroger gift card for our favorite. Caught my ex-husband sneaking another woman into our house while my kids were there.
Ooh.
Interesting.
That's a weekend.
Text 52353. Watch the entire season of Black Mirror on Netflix. Now I'm not sure what's even real life anymore.
This most recent season will cause you to question reality. Yeah.
See, I've never watched that show. I don't really have a desire because I hear that it's weird and kind of depressing.
Yes, the majority of the episodes, it depresses. Like, you think about technology and how technology will ruin your life.
Yeah, I already think about that. I don't need a reminder anymore. Here's someone, text 52353. Got home at 4 a.m. Sunday morning. Curse you, bourbon.
Bourbon kept you out, huh?
Yeah. Huh. Well, you're probably trying to leave and bourbon's like, what you doing, man? Come on. Come
Bourbon's on, holding your sleeve.
Bourbon has a Kentucky accent.
I see that, Kentucky Bourbon.
What's up, man? How you doing? I'm Bourbon. What's up?
I don't know why I hear Matthew McConaughey right now.
All right. I could see Bourbon could have a Matthew McConaughey accent. Mine, you know, not so much wild in that. I just wonder. So I went to Raleigh on Friday.
Yes.
And when I drove home, I used Waze, the app, the map app.
I used to use that and then I stopped.
Okay. Did you stop? Do you have a falling out with
no,
Waze?
No, it was a battery killer. Like, okay. It was. Yeah.
I just plug it in. So Waze gives you directions. It also tells you where the police are, which is why I like it. But what I find wild about Waze is it sends you a different way every time you go. And you see random places in this world that you've never seen before. There's an area between the North Carolina border and Danville, Antoine, that I drove through. I didn't even know people lived there.
What area? I wish I'd have known what area you went to.
Nowheresville. I have no idea.
Because I've probably driven through that area multiple times with me growing up in Chatham. Like, okay. Anytime I go to Greensboro, I have to drive through Danville.
All right.
And all of that. So I'm probably familiar with this area.
Yanceyville.
Oh, yes. Marlette Yancey. There's a high school there. BY. Yep.
There's a high school there. See, those are the landmarks we have. And those are the ones you think, I hope nothing happens to my car because I am not surviving if this happens. What goes down? Okay, so not Beth. Ended up with a trip to the ER this weekend. Let's see what's going on. Good morning, not Beth.
Good morning.
Are you okay?
Well, I am okay. I just have one less toenail.
Wow. Okay. So you lost a toenail over the weekend.
I lost a toenail.
What happened?
I don't recommend. Well, I was hanging out at my brother's house. I have three older brothers.
Okay.
I'm 23. And my oldest brother was power washing his house. He's like the responsible one.
Uh-huh.
The rest of us are not so responsible. So we were just like drinking and watching him power wash his house.
Okay. That sounds like the kind of thing they would do in Yanceyville, Antoine, is let's all get together and watch somebody power wash the house.
We got big weekend.
Have you ever watched somebody power wash though? Because it's really fun looking. Looks really fun.
We talked about this recently.
Yeah, I actually agree. There's something about when you pressure wash
stuff, I love it.
As you watch it go clean, it's just so nice.
Watching the dirt run down.
Yeah. But it's also, there's a lot of pressure in that gun, and I get the feeling I kind of know where this is going here.
That's where this is going. So I'm the youngest. I'm the baby girl. They're always like, go sit down, little girl. You know, And so I'd had a few beers and maybe a tequila shot. And after a while, I was like, let me show you guys how this is done. And I hop up and grab the thing, and then I don't have a big toenail anymore after a second. And my oldest brother was the only one who was sober and also was three quarters of the way through power washing his house and was pretty tired and soaking wet, and he had to drive me to the ER, and so he's mad at all of us.
Okay.
And I'm mad because I don't have a big toenail
anymore. And your toe is probably sore.
You power washed your toenail off.
It happens.
It's strong enough, especially from that distance.
Oh, heck yeah. Dave Page of Dick and Dave here at Q99 pressure washed his toenail right off because you don't pressure wash in flip-flops. That's the lesson to be learned here. Right, not Beth?
That's the lesson.
Yep, it is.
Don't do that.
Also, don't drink and pressure wash.
I think, true. Yeah,
that's another one, because then you get a lot of bad ideas.
But let's be honest, everybody drinks and pressure washes.
But, no.
I didn't.
No,
I
didn't either.
I pressure wash.
No,
I
like to be good and sober when I'm pressure washing because there's a lot of things I can break on the house or on my feet or on the deck or anything like that. But you're good now outside of just a little mad and sore.
Well, it's going to take almost a year for my toenail to grow back, so that's not great.
I'm not a doctor, so I don't.
And it's beach season, too.
Yeah.
So no flip-flops and sandals on
the
beach?
I'm sure there's some sort of stylish toe hat that you can get. They probably have just a little, it's like a sleeve you can put over your big toe. Make it real fashionable.
You guys are not very comforting. This is not making me feel better.
But you're good. It's fine.
Totally black and blue and disgusting.
Hey, you did a tequila shot and then you chose to pressure wash. So, you know, there is that hole.
I'm sure you guys have done stupid things too. At least I called the radio and fessed up to it.
That's true. That is true.
Love you, not Beth. Hang on. We're going to get you a $50 Kroger gift card for your troubles. And you can... You know, get some nail polish to rub it in. The other nine should at least look good.
They're going to look
and absolutely. Antoine, this is exciting. We actually have a listener who's from Yanceyville. Text 52353. Stop talking about my hometown. We also have a lot of tobacco and dairy farms. Moo! And somebody who lost a big toenail in January and it still hasn't grown back. I know, because then it looks all bumpy and weird. And it is.
I sympathize with your pain.
Don't drink and pressure wash, man.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I give you three stories. I take away one of the words in the headline.
Yes.
And try to figure out what it is. A fun little game. Here we go. Story number one. A couple trapped in their house. An elderly couple trapped in their house for a week.
All right.
By blank. A, a bear. B, a cat. Or C, seagulls.
I'm going to go with seagulls.
Seagulls is...
Correct!
You are correct. Yeah, seagulls.
I can see that.
Elderly couple said they were unable to leave their home for 6 days because of seagulls. Two seagull chicks. Oh, wait,
chicks.
They were protecting... Mom was protecting the baby seagulls, and poor Roy and Brenda couldn't get out the front door. And Roy tried to. He got pecked in the head, had to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess technically he made it out.
How about he made it out?
Went to the hospital.
I wouldn't have come back.
He's mad, though, because they live in some sort of condo complex type thing, and they called the housing people, and all they did was come put up a little tent for them to walk under. And they said, well, we can't disturb the seagulls. He said, why not? They're not protected by anything.
And they're paying to be here.
Seagulls are a nuisance animal. So what? That is the question. Why do we have to protect them at all?
I've seen a seagull steal a sandwich out of one of my friend's hands.
Right, like, out of the hand.
Right out of their hands. Like, they were holding it up, and, like, a seagull swooped in and took it out of their hand. It was hilarious.
I have a friend who is, she has an irrational fear of birds. She hates them. And last year, we went with them to the beach, and she about lost her mind, Antoine, because there were seagulls. And normally, fine, you know, you can just, they do their thing, you do yours. But what was happening is, the people sitting next to us, this woman was trying to get herself a selfie with the birds in the background.
Ooh.
So she kept throwing food directly behind her so they would fly up in the air. And she's laughing and trying to take this selfie. But she's throwing the food right where we are. And my friend, she's losing it. She's freaking out. Like, she's going to go fight this woman and destroy her over a selfie.
Birds are scary.
Well, you know, they got those beaks and the pecking. Okay, next story. Here we go. This is woman falls asleep on her flight. She's on a plane, falls asleep. She woke up blank. A, naked. B, in another country. C, all alone on a dark plane.
C.
C?
Correct.
Yeah.
They didn't go check.
That would freak you out.
Yeah.
I think the whole world was gone. Like some sort of Walking Dead thing had happened, and I was the only person left.
I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I don't know if I'd be scared. I'd just be... What do I do? Like, is an alarm going
to
set off?
Yeah, because they drove her to the hangar. So she was in the hangar, and it's all dark and cold. And she managed to find a flashlight. I guess her phone was dead. So she found a flashlight in the cockpit and managed to open the door. But also, there was no slide or anything. So she's 50 feet up in the air, so she can't really get down. So she flashed the flashlight. And I guess eventually some crew person that was driving nearby saw the light and came and got her.
What jerk was she sitting beside that didn't wake her when they landed?
The flight attendant didn't see them? Don't they do a pass-through? Don't they have to clean?
If it's the last leg of the flight.
I guess they didn't care. But yeah, she says, because she's looking for a payout now. I've been having insomnia ever since. Aww. So there is that. Last story. Here we go. Guy wins lottery. Loses half his money to blank. A, a squirrel. B, meth. Or C, his ex-wife.
I'm going to go with meth.
Meth is?
That means you're wrong.
Nope, because here's what happens. When you file for divorce in 2011 and you win the lottery in 2013, but you're not officially divorced.
Oh, come on.
That lottery ticket counts as shared assets. He had to give half of it to his ex-wife. So poor, what's his name, Richard Zelasko will only have $20 million.
That's it.
Poor Richard.
Because he was still legally married.
He was legally married.
When he bought the ticket.
Yep, so she gets half.
That's crap. And
Mary, she's the luckiest one of everybody in this story.
She gets $20 million and doesn't have to put up with him.
Exactly. So she finally gets her divorce and everything. Hot list is on the way. Also, the great debate. I wondered this when it comes to getting your groceries. You know how you can order them now and pick them up? Because I did something. The person next to me did not do this thing. And I'm wondering who did the right thing. Huh. Was I doing the right thing? Were they doing the right thing? How does this work? We'll explain 8:15.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Great debate is next. Toy Story 4, biggest movie over the weekend. $118 million. However, they're saying that is underperforming.
Ooh, that was below their expectations?
They were expecting 140 to 150. That's a big gap.
Well, I didn't go see it, so I'm kind of to blame because I'm waiting to see it this Saturday.
Well, you're going this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's still, well, it's the fourth movie, so I guess you can't really expect it to be the same as 1, 2, 3, or can you? I don't know. I've been told there's crying involved.
Yes.
If you're an adult that goes to see it.
Everything that I've read that it's sad.
I don't want that.
But the third one was sad.
I know. And I could barely handle it. That was too much for me as it is. It's a kid's movie, man. I don't need to be punched in the gut in that situation. True. I want to feel better. I thought this was interesting. Tom Hanks was talking about, because he's Woody.
Yep.
But talking about how hard it is to voice Woody. Because he's always just on 11 because he's a crazy toy.
I have never begun a recording session without wishing it was already over. Because understand, Woody is clenched all the time. Mm. He's clenched. There was something he's got to explain. Or come on, guys. Or, no, look out, look out, look out. This way. It's all that.
Yeah.
So it is.
Probably your throat's probably killing you by the end.
He's on 100 the entire time.
$118 million for that one. Child's Play was number two, $14 million. So close.
Yeah, it was almost there.
Just a little bit. What do you got?
Holly Berry. Someone tried to steal her home.
Like her entire house.
The entire house.
Someone tried to steal the house.
Someone tried to claim it as theirs. They went as far as to have a locksmith change the locks on her house.
So they tried to do Miss Monica's thang hack that she presented a few months ago of find a vacant building / home and claim it as your own.
And claim it as your own. That's...
So Halle Berry went to CVS, and then the next thing you know, these people said, this is my house now.
59-year-old Ronald Eugene Griffin. He showed up, and he went there previously and was looking into windows like back in January.
Huh.
And now he showed up with a deed that said the house belonged to him.
Was it a real deed, or did he make
this deed?
No,
it was falsified.
Made out of crayon?
But here's the thing. The employees for a Holly that works on the grounds or whatever, they called the police.
Mm-hmm.
He called the police.
Saying these people are on my property.
They're saying those people are on his property.
That's one of those ones where if this happens to you, the whole time you're just saying, dude, get out of here. Like, no.
They had to go through the whole, like, making sure the deed was legit, and that's how they found out. That's how they figured out whose house it was.
And this is a real house. This is not a situation where they tried to steal. You hear about the tiny houses getting stolen or people just drive them away.
No, this is Halle Berry's house.
The mansion.
Who, years ago, somebody else was inside the house.
Yes.
It
might
her
be
kitchen.
Time for her to move.
Yeah.
I don't know. Things are not going well there. Russell Crowe, what's the stupidest thing you've ever purchased while drunk, Antoine? You know, you have a couple of drinks. Maybe you start getting online. I buy shoes. I buy a lot of shoes.
It's usually like t-shirts. Like expensive t-shirts.
One time I bought an entire weekend in New York City also. That would be.
Wow, that's expensive. Oh, yeah. Vegas trip.
Ah!
Vegas trip. My first Vegas trip.
There
it started
go.
Over drinking.
Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, my wife was out of town and I was home and I was just surfing the internet, had a cocktail or two. And then she got a great birthday surprise because we went to New York. We went to a concert. I thought the next time, like, oh my God, I just spent a lot of money. Well, Russell Crowe bought a dinosaur head. So he has a speed.
Dinosaur head. Where do you...
Well, you have to have rich friends, so you're hanging out with Leo DiCaprio.
Okay.
He had a dinosaur head. And Russell said, man, that's an awesome dinosaur head. And Leo said, you want to buy it? And he said, sure. 40 grand later, you wake up in the morning, and it's not the horse head like in The Godfather.
You know what happened, right?
What's
Leo,
that?
Leo bought that head when he was drunk.
Probably.
He's been waiting for somebody to take it off his hands.
Yep. And Russell claims, well, he only charged me what he paid for it, as if there's a receipt for the dinosaur head.
The K92 Morning Things. The Great Debate.
Who's right? Who's wrong? Or are we just different?
Okay.
Did you know that, Antoine? That occasionally people can have different opinions... And
no.
It's okay.
No, somebody has to be right, somebody has to be wrong.
Well, if you go to Facebook, that would be the way
yes.
every argument is, or politics, or everything. I order groceries online, not every time,
yeah.
but I do it if I got a big trip and I'm kind of in a hurry too, and I want to go and have it picked up and I don't want to spend
convenient.
An hour in the store. Yeah.
yeah,
it's nice. I do a lot of my big family grocery shopping trips on Friday,
uh-huh.
so after work. Kind of just tool over there, throw it in the car, head on home, and it is time to begin the weekend. So that's what I did on Friday. And there was me. I was in one lane, and there was a woman in the lane next to me. So each of us were receiving our groceries at right around the same time. When they wheeled my groceries out, because you see them, they come out the door.
Yes.
I get out of my car. I head over to the trunk, and I get my receipt, and I help them load the packages in, and then I leave. Person next to me does not.
Huh.
They just stay in the car the whole time. So that person has to put everything in and they come over to the window. Is there a right way to do this? Is it okay to stay in your car? Because I feel
Ooh.
Bad. I feel like if I stay there, I'm just sort of some jerk that's ordering people around. I get out. Hey, how are you? Throw a couple of bags in my trunk. Makes it go faster.
Yeah, I don't think there's a wrong way. I think there's a polite way. And I think getting out your car, greeting the person, and even like helping them like, I remember when I worked in a grocery store, one thing that would stress me out is if I had to put groceries in somebody's trunk.
Right.
Like how they wanted them.
Is there a right way to do
this?
The
other stuff that's in there. Like, I don't want to touch the other things. So that's more polite to get out the car. But I don't think it's wrong to stay in your car. It's just not as polite.
It feels wrong, though.
Because when you brought that up, the first thing I thought about is like when I've gotten like food to go, like those restaurants that bring it out to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should I get out and say, hey, but I feel like I shouldn't because they just handed it to the window. But I would do like you. I would get out my car.
But if they were bringing 17 bags,
yeah.
maybe you would get out
I
of your
I would get
car.
Out of my car.
You
then.
Would help
yeah.
them load in all the trays of spaghetti because there'd be a lot of trays.
Yes.
If it's one thing, it's one thing.
But if it's
This
groceries.
Is 17 yeah. bags of stuff. I mean, this is $100 worth of groceries.
Yeah, no, I
feel
out.
Bad if I just sit there. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
I it looks bad if you just sit there. It's not wrong. It looks bad, though.
Okay.
It looks elitist.
So are you a sitter or are you a getter? I guess that would be the question. Text 52353. I know, I can't do it. I got to get out. I feel guilty that I'm glad that the policy is no tipping, but I feel bad every single time.
Yeah, that's awkward in itself.
I feel terrible.
Because you're just like, all right, bye. See ya. Thanks for bringing all these watermelons.
Now get back inside. Are you a getter or are you a sitter? Also, we were talking about drunk purchases, so shout out to the person that had to delete Candy Crush because they drunkenly spent $40 on tokens because they kept losing, and then they put in parentheses, because I was drunk. As a Candy Crush nerd, you have to do the clock trick.
What's the clock trick?
So Candy Crush, which I'm embarrassed to say I play. It's an addiction. I understand. I'm trying to be better at it, but sometimes I want to be able to zone out on my phone and just
that's
10 minutes. I don't think that's too much to ask. I just try to limit it to that. But when you run out of lives, Antoine, you either have to wait time or you can buy more lives. Or you can go into the date and time settings on your phone.
Oh, God.
And you can move it to tomorrow. And then it adds your lives and then you move it back to today. Good to go.
You need to go to a meeting.
Shut up. Be quiet. So yeah, so you're welcome there. You'll never have to lose $40 again. Getter or a sitter. So when you order your groceries online, Walmart, Kroger, whatever it is, Do you get out of the car and help them put it in the trunk like I do, or you just sit there? And I don't know if there's a right or wrong here. This person says, my wife orders groceries online all the time. We pay extra to order them online and have them bring the groceries to our car. So I feel like I should put them in the car, but my wife gets mad at me if I sit in the car and don't help them.
Oh, well, I mean, it looks, like I said, perception, it looks bad.
Let's see. I was the HR admin at Kroger when they started ClickList, and they taught the employees to have the person stay in the car. Okay.
Yeah, so, that makes sense.
That's what they were told. This person says they're a sitter. I feel like it's micromanaging if I get out. That's how you justify it. I don't want to micromanage you. That's what it is.
I want to tell you how to do your job.
Yeah. And here's the getter. The employees tell me all the time that they appreciate the help. So that's what Kendall says in Roanoke. We're going to be forced to make the ultimate summer sacrifice next in One Gotta Go. Liars Club
Hi,
first.
I'm Martha Stewart. And we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
One truth or one liar. Monica's back tomorrow. She's not here, so just me and Antoine. I, Zach, spent hardly any money at the farmer's market on Saturday.
I, Antoine, got ready for bed at 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Who is the liar? Hannah, good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Who do you think is the liar, Hannah?
I think Antoine.
You think it's Antoine because what loser would go to bed at 6 p.m. on Saturday?
Well, Hannah, wait a minute, Hannah.
Antoine is that loser. I'm sorry, you're incorrect. 6 p.m.
I am that loser. Listen, I had an all-day basketball camp at Roanoke College.
So you should be ready. You should be fired up.
Was coaching all day. Those girls wore me out.
That's what a Four Loko is for.
I needed it because I got home probably around like 5 o'clock, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I feel like I just took like some Benadryl or something. Like, I'm about to pass out. So I got in my pajamas, whatever, and I just laid and just waited until my body took me away.
Doesn't that suck when it's a Friday or a Saturday night and your brain, in your mind, you're all excited? It's the weekend. You want to soak in that weekend time. Anytime I find myself in bed anywhere near, like, during the week time,
yes,
I'm furious. Like, I'm mad. Something has gone horribly wrong, and I'm very upset by the whole thing.
No,
but that wasn't me. That was you.
That was
so that's
me.
Good.
Let's loser
get
me.
Melissa in here. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Okay, is it Zach or, well, that's it. So, Zach, yes?
Yes.
Okay, yep, you are correct. I am a liar. I did not exercise any kind of restraint at the farmer's market on Saturday.
How much you spend?
I don't even know.
Did you not look? You just...
It was so hard to tell, so... I'm a farmer's market nerd anyway. I like to go to the farmer's markets here local. But I was in Raleigh, and Raleigh has a gigantic farmer's market. I mean, just absurd. 30,000 square feet, Antoine. It's like multiple buildings of stuff. I had to walk through the whole thing first just to see what there was before I started throwing money in the air like I was at a strip club, that kind of thing.
So the farmer's market was your Toys R Us then?
Basically.
That's what I'm hearing right now.
It was. And I knew I was going to go broke by the end of this thing because I bought cantaloupe and peaches and lettuce and tomatoes and corn and blueberries and fish and cookies and bread and zucchini and eggplant. And they had some other leaves and cucumbers.
Oh,
did
wow.
I say tomatoes? I don't know. I don't know how much I spent.
You were just buying them and it's expensive too.
I know. Mushrooms. I bought those too.
Wow.
They grow their own right there. How do you not buy them fresh off the log, man?
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
But I was there with my wife, so I was sending her to buy some of the stuff, and I was just giving her cash. So I don't know how much I spent.
You can't track it either. It's gone. What's probably, gone is gone.
Probably $100.
That's...
God.
I think it was probably more. I think you're underestimating it.
We're going to go with $100. I don't know. Summer is awesome on so many levels. But what if one of those levels was just gone?
What if something you were looked forward to was no longer there?
So it's a game called One Gotta Go. Antoine's got a podcast where you play this on the regular.
Yes.
On the podcast.
Yes. I give four things that when ranked are right there with each other. Mm-hmm. And you have to make one of those things disappear forever.
And sometimes we have conversations like this, like the songs are playing and we start playing.
So these are the things that most people typically like to do during the summer.
Uh-huh. And one of them is just, it's gone.
It's gone. You can never do it again. Another summer, never, ever.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Beaches. So going to a beach.
Yeah, that's a tough one to give up. Because I'm not even a huge beach person, but I like going to the beach. I like being near the beach.
Nope, can never go again.
I like being close to the water. It's going to be hard for me to get rid of that one.
The next one is camping. Going camping. Camping/hiking. Those two are combined.
That is not as hard for me to get rid of. But my wife loves them. So then she would be sad.
Yeah.
And I would have to put up with that trash.
And you would be the one that has gotten rid of it.
Deal with it, yeah.
All right. So we have beaches, camping, cookouts / barbecues.
Can't do that.
So no grilling. Grill is out.
Okay.
And the last one, concerts.
Concerts.
Yes. Any kind of concert.
I was at a concert on Friday.
Outdoor music of any kind.
I had a great time.
It could be indoor music. It's a concert.
It's just music. I love music. Yes. Can't get rid of music.
So are we getting rid of beaches? Are we getting rid of camping? Are we getting rid of cookouts, barbecues? Or are we getting rid of concerts? Which one are you getting rid of?
Okay. I can't get rid of the beach because, again, I like that ocean vibe. It's, you know, sitting out on the deck. And the crashing of the waves and the smell of the ocean. Again, I'm not even a big beach person. Sand in the butt. Like, I'm not a fan of that. But the beach as a whole has got to stay.
All right.
Go to the beach on Thursday. I mean, I'd be going to work on Thursday if not.
Or a parking lot.
Exactly.
You guys would be going to a parking lot to hang out.
Cookout barbecue, you know me. I can't get rid of that.
I knew that one would stay for you.
That's what I live for.
I knew that would stay.
So what are the other two are camping and then what's the
and
last?
And then concerts.
Concerts. God, I love live music. Hang out,
yeah.
Listen to music.
But your wife, she loves camping.
She loves camping, and she wants to do more of it. She says her happy place is nature. Ooh. Like, that's where she needs to be.
So right now, you are picking between live music and your wife's happy place.
But she loves concerts. She said that. We have to do more of that.
Which one?
Camping. I got to get rid of camping.
Ooh.
It's too much work. It's too much equipment. I like nature and stuff, but I can also look at the trees from a deck. It's like a yard, you know.
You could camp out in your backyard.
But camping, that would still be camping. So that's gone.
Oh, no, you couldn't do it. Yeah, that's
nope.
true.
You have to only sleep in beds.
It has to be indoors.
Hotels.
Yeah.
You can't even sleep. You can't even get a yurt.
Nope.
None of those.
No, that's gone. No RVs, yurts. All of that's gone.
No glamping, no RVing. I'm still cutting it. I'm sorry. I have to cut it.
And one of the few times I agree with you, camping is the one that I would get rid of. Beaches, I'm with you. I'm not a huge beach person, but I like that.
It's the
energy that's there, the essence that.
Right.
To be able to have the ability to walk on the beach.
Salt life, Antoine. Yes. There's a sticker, man.
And grilling out burgers, ribs, wings. Got to keep those.
Yeah.
Concerts. Lee and Jay-Z. And then the very next week, went and saw Janet Jackson. One of my favorite summers of all time.
And that's my thing, too, is I only go. Concerts would be the easy one to get rid of because around here, too, what are you doing it? Like once a year in the summer?
If that.
But it's some of the most memorable experiences. I had the best meal of my life on Friday. I wouldn't have that without the concert.
My brother and I, we went and saw Janet Jackson together. That was like one of the few times, just us,
See?
Brother time.
And what do you eat when you're camping? Beans. You can do it without beans.
Beanie weenies.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.